Joining us now in studio is Jenny Roney, the executive director of the NDDC, the Downtown Northfield Downtown Development Corporation. Jenny, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. How's it going?
Good, good. Thank you so much for coming in.
Good to be here as always.
It's summertime, or at least it was yesterday. a little bit on the rainy side. Maybe we're kind of mixing in spring and summer, just kind of alternating days right now. But we've got a nice day coming up on Friday, and
we've got some
big events. The NDDC is. You have been busy planning some, not just this event, but a series of events throughout the summers called the First Friday Arts?
First Friday Art Nights, yep. That's what we're doing, and, you know, we shorten it to First Fridays, but it is all about the arts. A lot of people know us as the town that defeated Jesse James, but they may not realize how much of an arts town we are.
And we definitely are that, as we have the locals here know that. And I think a lot of people around the state are really discovering that in recent years. Tell us, Friday night, how did this whole series come about?
Well, we have a committee we call the Vision into Action Committee. And they're a group of people who, most of them a little newer to Northfield. And we talked about what are some of the things that downtown Northfield needs. And this was one of the ideas that came from that discussion. And so it'd be a monthly recurring event every first Friday of the month just to bring people down and celebrate the arts. It makes art accessible to everyone. It's free, and it gives the artists a free place to have a platform to exhibit their work and their performances, and just brings the community together, a nice chance to get downtown and stroll around.
It sounds like a great event. It's coming up. This Friday is already the first Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It's June the 1st.
That seems,
and boy, the time is flying right by. We've got high school graduation this weekend, and just wrapping things up from the spring and on into the summer. Tell us what we have going on this coming Friday.
Well, the event runs from 5 to 9, and it's all throughout downtown Northfield. We have about 14 different venues. Most are local businesses, so if we were to get a rainstorm, no worries, because you can just pop into the exhibit inside a business. But the forecast looks great, so I don't think we have to worry. So as you wander through, you're going to find things like poetry readings at Imminent Brewing, Northfield's own Sam Ryden doing some acoustic live music at Cakewalk and Hogan Brothers. over at Tanzenwald, we're going to have tribal fusion belly dancing and a little Korean martial arts. You name it. We got it.
Yeah. Boy, this is, there's definitely a diverse crowd, a wide variety of stuff going on.
It is, absolutely. All family friendly, but should expose you to some new things. We'll even have a little improv at Tanzenwald from 7 to 8. So that's always fun if you haven't experienced that.
Okay.
There's one class that you can take if you've wanted to paint like the masters. This is the only one that has a little supply fee with it, and you can register in advance for that one. That's with Tracy Giza. You can go to tracygiza.com, and we can only take 14 people for that class. So if you'd like to take the painting class, register in advance for that online on her website.
All right. Now, that's a few of the 14. What else is going on?
Yeah. Gosh, I know. Later that night, 7:30 to 10:30, Imminent Brewing will have the Big Dixie Swingers, and they are a live jazz swing band from New Orleans, coming all the way from Louisiana for this.
Wow.
Froggy Bottoms will have some music later, too, with Chad Johnson. Hogan Brothers is also going to have Helen Forsyth doing her live bluegrass and banjo from 7 to 9. And then ongoing throughout the night, we're going to have a big community poster that you can help color on. That's provided by The Goat, and that'll be at Bridge Square. So if you want to stop down, color the poster. The Arts Guild will have visual art exhibits in their galleries. We've got nature photography. Down at By All Means Printing, we're going to have a cinematographer exhibiting his films. So you
can
see a little of that work. As always, we've got sidewalk poetry everywhere, so you can kind of take a self-guided tour of that anytime you want. The Minnesota Art Truck is coming in. He'll be at Bridge Square, so he's got an actual mobile art truck with interactive experiences and local art from local artists. It's going to be really a lot of fun.
Man, this is, when you talk about arts, you know, a lot of people think, and I, at least I should probably just speak for myself, but, you know, you think of what we're going to do paintings or something. There are so many aspects along with that for the arts, whether it be performing arts or visual arts or any other type of the arts. And boy, it looks like you've got one of each, at least one of each, covering all the bases there. Some interesting stuff.
Yeah, we really do. And this is a part of what our nonprofit does. You know, we're not trying to necessarily raise money with this event. We just want to provide something for the community, come down, enjoy the vibrancy of our downtown. That's what we do.
Boy, it'll be in full swing, no doubt. Now, this event, is this something we're going to be marketing around enough, or not just Northfield? Because, I mean, that's kind of a destination type thing.
It is, absolutely. We have an event on Facebook, so if people want to go there and find that First Friday Art Night event, share that with your friends. Invite people you know from, you know, 2 hours, 3 hours around, come spend the night. The next day, if people come into town to spend the night, we've got the First Riverwalk Market Fair opening on June 2nd in Bridge Square, which is a lot of fun. Also, the Northfield Arts Guild is going to have open art on Saturday morning, which is just a chance for families to do some art. So there's a lot of reasons to stick around. Come Friday night, stay for the weekend, enjoy everything we've got to offer.
Boy, no doubt about it. Summer is starting with not only a bang, but a big bang.
Big bang. That's
big
right.
Bang. And it starts at what time?
5 o'clock.
Okay.
And most things go on until 9, and then some of the live music will even go until 10:30, 11:30.
Now, if people out there they were overwhelmed by the amount of activity. Is there a place that they can go to find out, to make a plan for Saturday night?
Make
is there
a plan. That's
a website?
Great idea. Yes, go to the NDDC website, which is downtownnorthfield.org. And we've got an events page there, and they've got a link to the entire lineup. You can see everything that's going on Friday night and make your plan in advance.
So this will be going on, is it June, July, and August?
This will go through the end of the year. So
the
even
end of
through
the year.
To December. Yep.
All right.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. So if you can't make it this time, mark your calendar now, first Friday of the month, the rest of the year.
It sounds like just a wonderful, hopefully, tradition that's starting here. It sounds like it's got some legs. We're going to have a great time this coming Friday night. We're going to kick it off with some beautiful weather. So,
yes, we are.
Jenny, best of luck.
Thank you so much.
And thank you so much for coming in today. We certainly appreciate it. Look forward to Friday night.
That's right. We'll see you all Friday.
All right.
Okay.
Jenny Roney from the NDDC. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN, Northfield, Minnesota.